Hi, this is Barry Gordon, the voice of Donatello in the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and we're listening to the My Wife Is Gonna Kill Me podcast, Turtle Power!
Welcome to the My Wife Is Going to Kill Me podcast.
The podcast where me and my friends talk about the number one thing that makes our wives want to kill us. Toy collecting.
Shut up!
With Travis Bowles.
I am looking at you two fat bastards right now, and I'm like, there's no way people in America are going hungry.
Well, my son told me today that he didn't like hot dogs. How could you not like wieners? You just keep the wieners coming. What any chance?
Pete McCarthy.
Comes with two sets of hands. Because sometimes you need gloves, sometimes you don't. The AIDS epidemic in Africa. Hunger in the United States. And not having spare hands.
They just want to destroy villages, and that's all I've ever wanted to do.
And your host, Steve Bisciotti.
Chicks love to show their body off. It's the only thing they got nowadays. She was married to Roger Rabbit, so she had his last name. She obviously wasn't going to hyphenate because she's a real woman.
So what if my favorite toys just happen to be half-naked muscular men? All right, everybody, welcome back to episode 61 of the My Wife Is Gonna Kill Me podcast. We're back once again, and we are going to have a fantastic time. Pete's already giggling. What's going on, Pete McCarthy?
I'm great, Steve. How are you?
I'm fantastic. What's the giggle box going on over there?
I'm really enjoying your headband hair.
You like that?
I do like
that. It's so much cooler. So. Keeps nice coolness on my forehead.
There is some coolness going on, for sure.
So... Travis Bowles, you look perplexed.
I just was wondering if do I have that big wrinkle that you both have in your foreheads?
No, I've had that wrinkle a long time.
Do I have a big wrinkle?
Pete's pretty wrinkled.
I got a good forehead. I mean, you've got a grand forehead, but mine's, got a lot of wear from all the stress. My life.
Is it stressful, your life?
Yeah. Keeping all my friends and my family in line. Worrying about what toy to buy next. How to hide it from my wife.
It's rife.
How to change the subject when you guys ask how much it costs. On a podcast that she puts on the internet.
Honesty is the best policy, Steven.
I think so, too.
You should always be very honest.
If you just be honest, you don't have to remember your lies.
Right.
The show's called My Wife Is Gonna Kill Me. For a reason.
Yeah, because we're honest with them.
Which is why they want to kill us. If we lied to them, they'd never want to kill us.
I'm trying to stay alive, guys.
Really?
Right.
So speaking about staying alive.
Staying alive.
You can tell by the way he uses his walk, he's a woman's man. Was that cool? No time to talk.
Tomorrow is Valentine's Day.
Tomorrow is Valentine's Day.
Yep.
Peter, what'd you get your wife?
Nothing.
So been married for a while,
but it was a mutual, like, hey, we want to go away.
Bad call.
In fact, it was her idea.
I know, but you still get her something.
No, I'm not getting her anything.
I'm just saying, because when you make that deal, you still get her something.
Right. But I always do this. Mm-hmm. And then she gets mad at me because I got her something and she didn't get me anything. So before Kane County, we're going to stay in a little resort called Sparis. It's got, your own private pool and waterfall and shit.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, it's designed to be like that getaway that you can't, because you can't go to Mexico like we do every 6 months.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool, just outside Chicago.
Cool.
So we're going to do that night before Kane County, the night of Kane County. So awesome. As long as we don't have any, people trying to harm themselves, we'll be fine.
And your family?
Yeah, so.
Steven?
I got her a shirt.
Like what kind of shirt?
Like a blouse or?
I don't know.
Is it a LuLaRue shirt?
I don't think
so. It's like matching pants.
How do you not know what it is?
Because she came into the room the other night with the computer and said, can I get this shirt? And I said, looked at it, said, how much is it? And I think she said like $14. And I'm like, yep, that's your Valentine's Day present. Here's my credit card.
So then she texted Steve's mom and said, thanks for the shirt.
No, it's my credit
card. Here's my mom's credit card.
No, it was mine.
That's really what you did.
Doesn't that money come out of her account?
No.
You guys, it's not a shared account card?
We have shared accounts, but not all of them are shared. So the debit card I gave her was...
It was
my toy account. I had to give up some toys.
Oh, that's brutal.
$14 worth.
That's like a set of goggles for a Captain America hot toy.
No, you can't get one for $14. Try like $25.
Nice.
You looking down on me for this?
No, I'm not looking.
Would you do, Lover Boy?
He's going to blow our doors off with his romantic.
I don't think I'm going to blow your doors off. What I do is very, very simple.
And it's the same thing every single year. You have your flowers sent to the school where she works.
Yep. And today I one-upped it a little bit. I sent flowers today.
With a strippergram. To the elementary school where she works.
And I also sent flowers tomorrow. But tomorrow's are like just a small little thing. So she still gets something on Valentine's Day. But today was more so it would somewhat be kind of a surprise.
Nice.
Yeah.
Not expecting it on Monday the 13th. Yeah, I get that.
Yep.
So, Travis, here's the question. Flowers every year?
Yep.
Does this...
Pays off every time.
It's really? Okay.
Every time.
Guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
So you are guaranteed. 100%. So if there's failure tomorrow, I need to know.
Okay. All
right.
What about tonight?
What about tonight? It's the 13th.
I sent her flowers today.
Oh, you did it today.
Wow.
Welcome to the conversation, Steven.
I sometimes feel like... What? You're an idiot.
I feel like that most of the time, that I'm an idiot.
At least you're good looking.
Damn good looking. All right. Hey, you guys got anything you want to talk about?
I'm already getting into toys, to be honest. I mean,
you want to get into some toy talk?
I'm down.
All right. Let's do some toy talk.
Sweet.
Thanks, UPS guy.
Here we go. We're there already. The podcast is almost over.
I think this is very interesting from the standpoint of you and I have the exact same thing to talk about. So why don't we let Pete go first?
Yeah, Pete, take it away.
Intern Zach, I need you to bring some toys over here, homie. All
right, which one do you want?
All of them. So, I see these really aren't my toys, though, yet.
It's okay.
They might be my toys if I don't sell them. So, first and foremost...
It's still fun to talk about them.
They're still fun to talk about. I started dabbling a little bit in the DC icons. I just sold Harley, the Joker, and Green Arrow prior to the show starting. You guys were here for that. I will say they're much more impressive than I thought they would be. You guys know how much I'm anti-DC, but... And some of them they got some cool accessories. Batgirl comes with her motorcycle, her bat cycle, if you will.
She looks really cool.
That looks pretty
really
cool.
Good. The two other ones that I still have are Blue Beetle, very Iron Man looking in its sculpt. Very fun. And Mr. Miracle, which very Vision-esque to me. You know, everything that I do relates back to Marvel because Marvel's what I know. But they do a weapons pack that you can get, which comes with a couple of batarangs, some stuff for the Green Lantern, some arrows for Green Arrow, just some cool little features that you can put in, which I thought was kind of a neat thing. So kind of dabbling in those a little bit. I don't know how much I'm going to collect of them. Again, I got these more for flipping. And I got some more on the way. The next release is coming out. They're doing a TV version of a Flash and Arrow, which I think is going to be a kick-ass two-pack. So I'll definitely get that one for my collection because I do love both of those characters. I'm very into those two TV series. So
the Blue Beetle looks ridiculous to me.
Really? I think he looks awesome.
Look at that symbol on the top of his... It's the symbol on the classic Spider-Man. It's on his back. It looks just like it.
Except for the Beetle has 6 legs and the Spider has 8.
It's not exact, but it is. It's very, very similar. Anyways, I don't know. I think it's weird.
Have you never seen a cartoon or anything that he's in,
though? No, I haven't.
Okay. I have no idea who he is. I know nothing about him.
It's pretty cool. I don't even really know how to describe him. He's got like a scarab, like it was like alien tech, I think, thing that's attached to him that then gives him all these enhancements that are usually mostly bug related, but like he's got a cannon arm. I mean, it's a cool thing. Mr. Miracle, I have no idea who this is. And that's, I will say, one thing that is kind of a bummer. They're beautifully packaged and everything.
Why not give some big of backstory? Give
some little bio on them. I mean, something would be cool. I mean, obviously, everybody knows who Green Arrow is. They know who Batman is. But just something would be sweet. Now, I will say, these figures are beautiful. I wish we were opening them so we could just see how poseable they are. But I totally understand why we're not, of course.
Batgirl's cool. Motorcycle's cool.
Really cool.
It's a little big for her. No way a girl can handle that big of a motorcycle.
No, there's absolutely no way. No way.
Just saying.
No way. I wish intern Zach wasn't sitting right behind the camera.
Why?
Because I like to look at Zach to see like what his response is, you know, like if he's like, yeah, that was a good one or something. And every time I look at him, I'm looking like right at the camera.
Right. That's good.
Yeah. People are going to be like, ugh, that guy.
I picked up 2 of the Predator, NECA Predator 7-inch scale. I am incredibly impressed by these things. I think they're just absolutely awesome. Concrete Jungle, and then this one here is the Clan Leader. This one's actually already sold to Joe Crazy Bill. Just awesome. And seeing them now, those will be in my collection. I'm going to order those just because I think they're that badass. So,
man, are those dreads? There's some kind of mechanical arms. Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
And all of the, like, the alien, the kind of the alien tendrils, mm-hmm. they're all poseable.
No way.
Yeah, so you can actually move them, like, if you're doing an action pose, which I thought was really cool. Yeah. So,
have I been not paying attention? Have you guys been putting these up to the camera at all? So
kind of. Not really. A little bit.
I thought he was going to.
So, he's going to edit in some photos.
He's going to edit in some stuff.
Oh, okay.
He's going to take pictures of them.
I got some big stuff, too. This is the NECA quarter-inch scale Harley Quinn, which is huge. It's just huge. I mean, it's cool looking. It brags that it's got 28 points of articulation. I'd be anxious to see 25. That. 25, excuse me. I don't believe them. I mean, just because something moves, I don't know what kind of poses you truly be able to get it in, because it's mammoth. I mean, it's absolutely huge. Mm-hmm. So,
pretty
it is. I don't think I'll ever have one of those for my personal collection. I do have a few smaller Harleys, but I don't know if I'll ever personally have that one.
I personally, this is a great figure. Mm-hmm.
Arkham City Harley.
I don't really like the Arkham City Harley.
Yeah.
Myself. I mean, I don't know.
The Icons, that traditional Harley, I think that's my favorite Harley.
Yeah, mine too.
Don't get me wrong. I love the sexy. I love the cleavage, but I like that kind of the traditional, the black and red jester style.
I don't like any Harley, I don't think.
You don't like Margot Robbie Harley?
I don't get me wrong. I thought she's attractive. Right. But I don't really, Harley Quinn does nothing for me whatsoever.
That sounded like a Predator. That was pretty good. So, this I will have in my personal collection someday. And that's the quarter-inch scale NECA Deadpool, which we can see can get into a lot of fun poses. Joe Crazy Bill sent us a freaking bunch of just funny ass, like him sitting on the chair watching TV, him picking up other action figures, him with like. action figures on his shoulder with like messages saying "Be a good dad today." Like it was freaking hilarious. So, I do really want to open one of these, but I'm not going to today. So, because if I open it, I'll never sell it.
What's the price tag you're putting on that?
$120. So, which I suggested retail. I think you can get them a little bit cheaper, some places, but we'll see how it goes. Right. So. And the last thing that I got is the biggest action figure that I've ever purchased in my entire life.
Or ever seen.
It is the size of my 2-year-old daughter, Piper Sue. It is the NECA quarter-scale Hulk. And it is big. And I think it's really cool, but I almost think that it's... Yeah, it's big. I mean, it's just big.
How weird is it that it didn't come in... A box.
Crazy. That's exactly.
Oh, really? You didn't take this out of anything?
Yeah, out of that right there. That brown box is all. That's all. It
came in that shipper.
Yep. It does not have standard packaging, which I think is weird.
Is this so big?
Yeah.
The pants, I think, are pretty neat. How they did that. Like I said, don't get me wrong. It's cool, but I think it's more. It's sheer size is the coolest part about it. So.
Is that sold?
No. So, why do you want it? Done.
No.
You guys heard it here first. He nodded.
No.
So,
I would like to. It's
borderline sold, but yes, it's not officially sold.
I would like to see its face.
So look at it. No, I mean, can you take that plastic off there?
Well, his head's not attached, and the neck tag's broke.
Really?
Oh my gosh.
Well,
so
that is going back to Diamond.
Is it broke or is it just popped off?
No. Okay, this is where I'm going to be away from the mic, so you guys might have to say something.
Here we go.
Actually,
so Steven is trying to get head.
He's trying to verify that this $300 Hulk figure is
totally broke.
Not broken.
He's still working on getting head. Maybe if you
and maybe if you would have gotten flowers for, yeah. We were on the same train of thought there. That was pretty impressive. Right. Nice.
Yep.
Nice.
So he's got...
It is straight up broken. Oh the gosh. Ball inside there.
He's got the Hulk's head in his hand. He just handed it off to us.
Wow. Hulk, it's a killer sculpt.
Yeah, Hulk looks pissed.
Killer paint. Look at the inside of the mouth. That's awesome.
Steve just tore his head off.
Wow, I am going to tear somebody's head off at Diamond.
That's pretty frustrating.
So
since it's damaged, Pete, I'll give you $60 and I'll
honestly, I'm gonna tell you right now, they'll show proof of damage. They'll significantly discount it. And then if you want it, we can talk then more. But to ship that damn thing back, it's not gonna be worth it to them. They'll let me keep it at a discount. I'm sure there's a customizer that can fix that, huh?
Mm-hmm. It's
never gonna move.
I am, however, impressed with the face. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think the sculpt is great. Real great.
Paint is great. I like the eyes, the deep setness of the eyes.
The way it was packaged, though, was shitty. Like
that's jank.
Yeah, just looking at how it's in there makes me think that...
It's totally secured by the head so the body can move freely.
Yeah, so a lot of those that got sent out...
Maybe like that.
Maybe broke. Yeah, that's whack.
If you got it, make sure that head's good before you pick it up, guys.
Yep.
So,
yeah, because there was no way we could tell.
No.
No.
Unless I was, thanks to my curiosity.
Yeah.
Yeah. Had that been Travis's, it'd have been 5 years before he got around to opening it to notice the fucking head was broken off. So, I got some fun things. Like I said, I mean, I'm pretty excited about them.
I think Steve broke it.
So we'll see.
Yeah, I broke it.
You got his big old fat fingers up in there and
mm-hmm.
broke it right off.
It's
all tuck. So Mythic Legions, guys, huh? Huh?
I kind of feel like me and Travis are becoming the Mythic Legion show lately. We've had the trolls on. It isn't our intent to always talk about Mythic Legions, but they're so freaking good, and right now is when we're getting them.
We got them. So,
you know?
How do you not talk about them?
Yeah.
Obviously, the Kickstarter's going right now.
Yep.
We almost daily get a new figure revealed.
Yep. It's a continual excitement right now.
Once those figures that are there revealing,
mm-hmm.
can you get on and then do you have to be all in to get those, or you can just buy them?
You can just buy that
one. Once the stretch goals is unlocked?
Yep. So if there's, you get on and there's only, you look at it and you're like, oh, I only want this one. As long as it's unlocked, you can buy that figure.
And you can add on later. So really, Pete, if you wanted to be able to get in, you could go in there right now, pledge $30.
Because I'm gonna get the Borier. I think that thing is just awesome.
And then at the end, before everything gets finalized, they'll do add-ons, and then you could add everything else onto that $30 if you wanted, or one figure onto that, or a weapons pack.
Yep.
You could, you know, that's the way it worked last time, and I'm sure, assuming it will work that way this time.
I'm just super excited about getting my feet wet in Mythic Legions because I can't wait. Excuse me. I can't wait until 2 years from now when I've got to go back and spend $100, $120 on all these figures to complete my collection. That's going to be freaking sweet.
The word is, what they've said is they are going to where you are going to be able to get on, and it'll be for a certain amount of time, and go back and order some of the older figures, and it won't be ridiculous prices.
No, but they're going to be, I got to guess, they're going to be six here.
Yeah, I can't imagine they're just going to do like a full run.
They're not going to do a full run. No. Like they've already done with their All-Stars. Was that? I think it was six or eight figs.
Something like that.
Next one will be six or eight different figs.
Yeah.
And now as they're increasing the amount of characters, it's, you know, I think it is going to be hard to catch up, but there's no reason to not get in right now.
Right.
That would be ridiculous. If you want to get in, to say, I'm not going to get in because I'll never be able to get some of those figures. I don't think that you should do that if that's what you're thinking right now.
So sorry, go ahead.
Let's talk about these figures.
Let's do it.
That's current ones we got here that we just got.
Let's do it. Which we don't have them all.
Which one's your favorite, Steve?
The guy with a hammer. I think his name is, it's something like Kadot, and I should know it. I tried to look it up here, but without the packaging with him. He is the gladiatory guy. Shirt off. I'm going to like a guy with a shirt off. That's just me.
Big surprise. Steve liked that one.
But he, I mean, come on, Trav.
He's amazing.
I love him.
Realistically, when you start talking about these figures, to pick one over the other,
it's hard.
You've got to literally start splitting hairs.
Yeah, you do.
That hammer makes him a favorite.
Yeah.
You know, when you've got eight figures that look that cool, you have to go to a weapon or a color that you like better or something like that, and say one's better than the other. That's a huge nod to the Horsemen about, we can't fucking pick our favorites, guys. You know, but that hammer is incredible.
And I was excited about that hammer because, unlike Travis, I didn't get the weapons packs the first right time around. You have that hammer already, right, Trav?
Yeah, different color.
But that's the first time I've gotten my hands on that hammer, so I was like, yeah, because I always love that hammer in Travis's case.
You know what's funny about them, and actually funny, it's kind of crazy. When they showed the picture of this figure, I was like, eh. Don't get me wrong, I liked him, I wanted him, but I was like, yeah, he's number eight for me.
Right.
You know, there was eight of them, he's number eight. Now I get him, now he's in front of me, you know, in this great pose that Steve put together. You know, I really love how Steve chose to put his swords on his back with the two straps.
The hammer facing the wrong direction?
I don't know. I think it's facing. I think that's facing the right way.
The way I see it, it is. He's holding it like this. If he was to swing it, he'd be like, I don't know.
Anyway, I mean, I just, it's awesome. It's an amazing figure. I absolutely
love. And then on top of it, his bio makes me even like him more.
Oh yeah,
he's a gladiator that was promised freedom after 100 wins in the their version of the Colosseum.
Yeah,
at 100 wins, they said screw you, and he kept going well past 100 wins, just killing people.
Mm-hmm.
Till finally, another one of my favorite characters, Atlas, comes in there as a gladiator, must have got captured or sometime, and they rebel, and they both kill a bunch of people, I'm assuming, and skedaddle and go right off into the sunset with their shirts off, eating high protein, doing a couple rounds of steroids.
Banging their sisters.
Yeah.
That's the trifecta for sure.
How do you make it any better than that?
Right.
No, it's fun. Now that we get the lore part of it, that's what makes it even more entertaining. So this character here is a Knight Builder. So what happened here is this guy came with, I don't even know how many pieces are in
this set. A lot. A lot of options.
These are the they're like double wide, and it's just accessories and cool shit.
So it's funny. He came in this package, and Steve pretty much took him out and made him look as far away from what was given to him as possible. And you can't even tell it's the same figure.
No.
I mean, you really can't. So, I love him. You know, he's just supposed to be a knight. You know, I mean, he's a knight builder.
Congratulations, Horseman. You guys can't even do low-level mediocre right. No. It's still badass.
And that's the funny thing. Even their items with no paint detail, I'm like, yeah, I need that. Yeah. It's amazing. Yeah. Now, this one, obviously, he has some detail to him. But it's, you know, he's supposed to be just your knight that's hanging out in your with your group, you know?
Yep. He was fun. Still is fun.
And he can look like 10 different things. And that's probably an understatement.
There's so many variations. Right down to the ornament on top of his helmet. I mean, there was a bunch of options for that, and I just picked the one I thought was cool.
And these run...
They're 50, aren't they?
I think they're 50 in the Kickstarter.
Yeah.
Yes, if you try to buy one now.
No, he's going to be more.
Yeah, but actually, you know, Big Bad Toy Store has a bunch of these right now available.
Prices aren't horrible, are they?
They're not horrible. It's still more.
What's not horrible?
I want to say these are 75. Builder. A builder was like 75.
And those are 50 in the Kickstarter?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a 30% markup.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but... When we say they're not
50% markup.
When we say they're not bad, if you go to eBay,
well, right,
then it's way worse. that's just mine. We don't need to talk about it, but I just had them.
This is just a good example too. Steve just painted this. He added details. It was all gold, right?
Yeah, it was a night builder.
Did you add all the silver or are those?
It was okay. His shoulder pieces mm-hmm. and his waist piece were extra parts from the builder.
Gotcha.
So they were actually colored like his color scheme with the red accents on them.
Gotcha.
But I just took a Legion Builder Gold Knight, which is actually all one color. He's all gold.
Solid.
Solid gold. No paint on him. And I just did that.
It's pretty awesome.
That's what I think is so cool, too, is they did such a good job of adding little details to each figure that then, if you're a customizer, you can just pop little things, and man, it really makes that figure really stand out, and I mean, it's just beautiful.
Torian is his name, I believe. He is a Minotaur. Guess that's what I'm saying the right thing, isn't it?
He's not a Minotaur.
What's a Minotaur?
No, he is a Minotaur. Excuse me. I was thinking you said Minotaur, and I was picturing the
horse.
Yeah. What's the half and half?
Pegasus.
No, it's a horse with wings.
Centaur.
Centaur. Thank you. My favorite.
It's amazing, isn't it?
I mean, I could see them all from the back, and I was like, "That's my favorite."
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's incredible, man. It's just absolutely incredible.
I don't know how, I almost feel like when I talk about these things, I'm like, people are envisioning me on my knees just slurping, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's amazing. It's an amazing figure. Not only was it amazing, they gave it cool-ass weapons.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, hey, we're going to give it this shield, which is amazing. We're going to give it this staff, which is pretty darn cool. And this thing is just, I mean, he's badass. There's no other way to describe it.
What I like about this, and I'm going to say probably the first negative thing, it's not even that negative, about the Horsemen. Not about them, about one of the Mythic Legions. They have a character on the 2.0 Kickstarter right now. It's got a cat head. It's my least favorite figure they've ever done. Okay? And the reason is because of the way the cat head sits on the male body, the male buck. It just doesn't look natural to me. And I wanted to bring that up because now this is a Minotaur, but they built up his shoulders with that piece. There's an extra piece that they just put over the male buck. Underneath that, he's just a normal figure like the rest of them. But
yeah, if you pull that off.
Yes,
to blend the body to the head.
Yes, so he looks muscular. He slowly transforms from human into this.
Instead of just a bullhead sitting on top of a man's body.
Yes, and that's how that cat looks like to me, and I don't like that cat very much. I'll probably end up with it, and it's fine, but it's just like, that right there is, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Love that.
Have you gotten any Mythic Legion figures, honestly, any figures that you look and go, nah, I could do without that one?
No, not yet.
No. You know, it's funny.
I mean, when the cat arrives, maybe, but...
I think what'll happen is when we get that one,
you'll be like, "Oh man!" Yeah. Right.
You know what's funny is I passed on the Legion Builders of the Knights and the Dwarfs. I wanted the Dwarfs, but you know money was tight, and so I passed on them. I thought the Knights were just plain, and then I got the Knights. You know, because I got one that was part of your All In thing, and I was like, "Holy shit, he's amazing." You know, and I really then regretted not. So I've gone the other way, you know, to the point of where I'm not. There hasn't been one I don't like. There's ones I wish I had five more of. You know, they're amazing. I absolutely love them.
And speaking of one that you wish you had five more of?
Because he's a perfect army builder. And that's the Templar Knight.
Yep. He is an army builder. If you'll notice, his armor has very little paint.
But you don't even notice that. The way that they dropped that cross through his belt onto the bottom of it. I mean, jeez, oh, Pete, man. Even using my own name in vain, these things are so cool.
This figure is... And they've got another one that's got this cross in this figure, and so it's just like a subset. Right. You
know, he's the leader. Yep, he's Sir Godfrey, and these are his guys.
Yep. And I just... He came with a flag... which is amazing. It's just a sweet figure. I love it. I feel like I could have five of these guys easy. Because I've seen pictures where they have them lined up and they're all holding their shields together with the spears sticking out.
Yeah, they're doing like Spartan shit.
Yeah, somebody had that on the Mythic Legions Facebook group.
Yeah,
posted a picture of that. I was just like, man. So jealous.
And next we have Scaphoid. Now, I said before, this is one that I thought, when I saw it, I was like, meh. Now that I got him in hand, I love him.
Yeah, the Minotaur is not my favorite anymore. If you guys remember last time we talked Mythic Legions, I said, that Green Skull, that was one I want to get. That was on my radar.
Yep.
We're just beating dead horses.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they're just incredible. And No, the Horseman does not endorse this podcast. They don't send us figures. They don't pay us. We are just over the fucking moon about
We've been reaching figures. Out to them from day one trying to get them to come on and to no avail yet. But someday they're going to notice us and they're going to look over at us and they're going to go, you know what? Those guys deserve it. And they're going to come on this show.
And they are just killing it over and over and over again. They're killing it.
I think there's probably a better chance of them getting PPOs against us.
No. At least against
Steven.
For sure.
We're not worried about Travis and Pete. The one that likes the naked dudes, that's concerning.
Yeah, that guy.
Look at these guys. You don't think that the horsemen like naked dudes? They sculpt this shit, and they sculpt E-Man. They're loving naked dudes like I do.
Yeah, don't get back with us, Ander. Call them all gay. Wait, way to go, Steven.
Just because I like naked does not mean that you're gay. Just means you appreciate the male form.
On top of you.
Popping into sweating. We've said it 1,000 times. Keep it up, guys.
We actually didn't bring them all.
We didn't bring them all. We got a couple more to talk about.
You guys both got them, and neither one of you could manage to get them all here?
No. I told Travis I was bringing one, and I said, I'm bringing my favorite, and he'd bring the rest. Look at who brought all those, me.
Your favorite was the Templar Knight?
No, my favorite is the shirtless guy.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
Gladiator.
The guy with the nipples. Yep.
With the hammer.
What's your favorite out of this group?
I can't pick.
Yeah, just pick one. Knee jerk.
Remember, there's the Black Knight. You love him.
Well, the ones here, I don't know the other ones, so of these.
No. But probably the skeleton.
The green skeleton?
Yeah, I do love the green skeleton.
I do too.
He's amazing.
What did you think of? Did you guys see my when I put his helmet, put that head on Skeletor?
Yeah, Skeletor is awesome.
Intern Zach, you're going to switch over to the Mythic Legions? You're going to stick with your Funko Pops?
His answer is, don't be mean to me.
Yeah, Zach loves Funko Pops.
Funko Pops.
And this is new, right? This is like
Saturday. Pete showed up.
Like Saturday.
He found out I could get them through distribution. He's like, sweet.
Oh, you can get them?
He's like, I pop them right in my butt. So. Funko!
Pop right in my butt. That's,
can we get one of those sound effects? So we talk about it. Intern Zach.
There it is. Oh.
Yeah.
Woo. This is a perfect time to shout out. For those of you guys that didn't see episode 16, it is available on YouTube. Killer intro. It was all edited by intern Zach. He's got literally 8 hours into doing that for us. 4 hours because he screwed some shit up, but 4 hours of good solid work, so we can't make too much fun of him. He's been contributing pretty heavy to the podcast.
He has. But he has stepped up, and one of these days we're going to treat him like a real
Funko
human
Pop.
Being. And also, all these figures we've talked about, me and Travis did a live video you can check out on My Wife is Gonna Kill Me Facebook page. You can see us stumble and say the wrong shit, and Travis call one of the big ones a dwarf, and call me
and
talk about the wrong one while he's got the camera on a different one.
Spend the last 8 minutes talking about Steve's hair.
That was only like 10 seconds.
You know, I just want to say, too, if you're a listener of this show, go to the YouTube channel and check it out. It's just go ahead and put in My Wife's Gonna Kill Me. It'll pop up. I think it's kind of fun to watch the video. I know most people probably would prefer to listen to a podcast, but it's pretty fun. And Zach did do it.
I love the video production, and I think it's awesome. And the sound is really cool.
It's impeccable
because he pipes the sound from these mics
yeah.
and syncs it, so it's really great sound.
So you're listening to the true podcast.
I hate
the video.
Watching myself talk.
Oh yeah.
Oh, we hate watching you talk. We totally get it.
Yeah. Yep.
Well,
I don't blame you. I'm with you on that.
One of the things, like we had talked about, you know, it doesn't the YouTube doesn't do anything for the podcast listener that loves to listen in the car. They still have their iTunes. We're still going to do that, obviously. But for the people that do like the visual stuff, you know, there's a lot of people that like, you know, video podcasts. So
and
hopefully
it's cool.
we can capture that audience.
Say
too.
You're down in your toy room or you're down in your living room playing with your toys. You can have it on the TV. The sound is great.
Yes.
You don't have to be watching it the whole time, but when we are talking about a toy or something, you can kind of look up and see what we're doing.
Right. And that's going to be the neat part about it. And we've had people commenting since day one, you guys need to do video because people want to see the toys.
Right.
You know, we can describe them as well as we want, but
right.
some people really want to see them. So that's kind of the fun part about it. So that was a great UPS guy. Let's move right into what are we reading?
Steven? God, we're like in sync today.
I'm reading bios on the side of Mythic Legions characters.
It takes them a day on each one. But, let's give you an example. Oh, they're gone.
What?
The bio is about this big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a small little.
It's twice of a. It's two times a G.I. Joe file card, is all.
Yeah.
Travis.
So.
Yeah, to give you an idea, this is what we're talking about. He's reading this bio.
Yeah, but there's so much you got to read him 5-6 times.
No, you don't.
Oh, so you might have to.
Yeah, comprehension. All right, so Steven didn't read anything.
Any more He-Man, G.I. Joe, Thundercat, Transformer crossovers or whatever you're reading?
No.
No.
No. There's ones out I got to read too.
Oh, really? You're behind.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a terrible feeling.
Wow.
Don't like it.
You know, 22 to 24 pages a month. That's rough. I get it.
A month?
So.
I read a whole trade last episode.
You're dead.
And
oh,
I can still talk, that,
huh?
I can see in Travis's stack, I can talk about this one he's going to bring up because I read all those.
So, I read Captain America.
This is the Hail Hydra Captain America.
Hail Hydra. Yep. The trade. I'm guessing 1 through 5 is what I'm going to guess it collects. Oh, 1 through 6.
Yeah, 1 through 6.
Yeah, it's written by Nick Spencer. I love Nick Spencer. I think he is a great writer. The art is, it looks like by a couple people.
Yeah, I think it's not all the same.
Yeah, but you know, I enjoyed the art.
It's cohesive. It's good.
I mean, it's not great. It's not beautiful, but it's good art. Very enjoyable book. I remember, you know, we talked about how after that first issue, people were just losing their mind.
Oh, yeah.
And then they quickly, right in the second issue, explain everything to you and why. And it's fun. It makes sense. It's enjoyable. You've read the whole thing. Have you read 1 through 6?
Oh, I'm past 6.
Okay. So, yeah. You're, you know, because you're reading them digitally or, I don't know, in comic book form.
I get them, like, intermittently from Pete. And then the ones he doesn't get me, I get digitally.
So you're past this.
Yeah.
I will say, and we talked about a little bit, I think probably issue 5, there is some overlap with
Civil War 2.
Civil War 2.
And I didn't, that was tough reading for me.
And this is one of Marvel fans' biggest complaints, is that they do this. And that, I mean, I get it. I understand. And it usually doesn't bother me because I'm reading all of it. So I'm like, yeah, I already know what's going on. But currently, I think Civil War ran late, you know, Civil War 2. And so this book came out, and Civil War, the trade isn't out yet. So, I mean, I don't know what's going on. But I found this book enjoyable. I thought it was fun. I'm glad Steve is back to young Steve. And not young, but there was a while. He's been about a year at least. He's been an old man, and I didn't really care for that whole.
What do you think about Dr. Zellweger or whatever? Here's a question.
Yep.
He was just introduced in the movies, right?
Yeah. He's never been around before, as far as I know.
I thought, isn't that the doctor from Thor?
Yep.
He's in this book.
Oh, so when he was just been introduced, he was in the first Thor movie.
No, that's what he means, that he's been introduced in the movie.
I didn't know if he existed in comics before.
Sorry, I thought you were saying he just, okay.
No, yep. And I've never read him. I've never seen him in another comic. Doesn't mean he hasn't been, but I really don't think so.
So that might be one of those rare times where they take something out of the cinematic universe and they write it in?
Yeah.
I think they're doing that a lot now.
Yeah, that's what they're trying to do.
You know,
tie it all together.
But it's a fun book. I really liked it, and I think if you're a Captain America fan, you're reading this
it's
book.
It's a good read.
Yeah.
It's a good read.
Nick Spencer writes good stuff.
I think I'm only maybe 2 issues in.
And you're enjoying it, or
I don't even remember what the I don't even remember the part reading about him not being Hydra.
Oh, okay.
So I'm way
not
behind.
Being Hydra?
Yeah. Like, I remember the Hydra thing.
Is,
but
he is Hydra.
So,
But it gives you a reason as to
what's
why.
Going on. Yeah, it's a fun book. It's very entertaining. I also read All New Inhumans. This is their big Marvelous push in the Inhumans. Like I told you guys last time we talked, anything written by Soul, I think that's how you say it, I really love. And he is a big part of this. Asimus and Soul. Caselli does the art, and Caselli did, I think that's how you say it, he did a large portion of the art for Secret Warriors, which is one of my favorite comics that Marvel's ever done. So, art is beautiful, story is good, they moved in from the next book, because I'm reading Trade 2 now. And still wrote by Asimus, Soul's gone, Caselli is also gone, but the art still is good, and I feel like I like the characters enough to, you know, to stick through it. So I will continue to keep reading that. I like the Inhuman stories. I think they're fun, and I think it's an interesting little story that they have going on with them right now. So I would recommend that too.
All right.
Peter?
I read only one. In fact, that Captain America is, like, I think, probably next in my stack to finish. I realized that I've got a stack of probably 10 books that I've started. And because I didn't have it, some was at the fire station, at the shop, at the house. So I've been just kind of jumping in all over the place.
Yep.
I read Bitch Planet, which is an Image book. I read it solely because it was called Bitch Planet. the tagline is, "Are you woman enough to survive?"
Wow.
So I was totally like, excited. It says, girl gangs caged and enraged. In this book is being given to Steven to read because if you're a non-compliant woman, so if you're too fat, too thin, too loud, too shy, too religious, too secular, too prudish, too sexual, too queer, too black, too brown, too whatever it is they'll judge you for today, you may just belong on bitch planet. So they basically take everybody who's not a normal 50s housewife
and
ship
them
to a planet.
Yeah, a prison
and
planet.
They, yeah, they like...
Where they belong.
Compete and what have you. So,
does this planet exist?
I don't think it actually exists, no.
I'm kidding.
So...
You know I'm kidding.
I don't think it's biographical at all. But
well, it should be.
Did you enjoy it?
Not enough to read another one.
Okay.
So I mean there's a little bit of a cliffhanger where it makes me want to pick up the next one.
Ooh, naked ladies.
But I will not go out of my way.
We got to naked do that. Ladies.
Yeah, there's some naked ladies. So there's some big fat naked ladies too. So
ooh, our kind of ladies.
But
like what I would be if I was a lady.
Right. So.
Awesome.
Oh, great. That wraps up What Are You Reading?
Yes, it does. And it brings us into TVs, movies, and trailers. What'd you guys think of that first day of that they showed on the filming of Infinity War? We posted that to our page.
Yeah.
Travis put that on the Facebook page.
Yep.
Pete, did you check out our Facebook page?
I did not.
So. I get it.
It's not like we can spoil anything for him. It showed the first day was Downey and
Spider-Man,
the kid who plays Spike. I don't know. Tom Holland. It was basically that was it for stars, wasn't it?
No, Pratt was standing there too.
Pratt, yes, and you got Guardians of the Galaxy, Stark, and Spider-Man all standing there, not in costume, but on set.
Yeah.
Kind of saying, hey, this is the first day we're rolling film on Infinity War, and it's a big deal. And then they did this cool montage of showing how leading up to this and how big of a deal this is going to be when you got all these characters that we're now going to bring in. And I like how they said it. I think it was a little jab at DC when they said, we're going to have all these well-developed characters in a giant movie. They had to say well-developed.
Yeah. You know. I like, too, they talked a little bit about Thanos, too, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, about that. We're facing off against, he will be the baddest, best,
yep.
The biggest thing that the Avengers are not ready for.
Yep.
And I just think it pumped it up real good, and it gave me a bit of a chubby.
Yeah, for sure. It was cool. I'm just glad they did it.
Kind of makes me sad in a way, too, because it's kind of like, I feel like this whole thing is coming to an end.
I don't think they're going to end it.
We'll see.
Yeah. What'd you think about the Iron Fist trailer?
I am stoked for Iron Fist. I kind of always was, and I'm not an Iron Fist fan in the realm of I just don't know much about Danny Rand.
Yep.
My extent of knowledge about Danny Rand is from that Spider-Man cartoon.
Yeah, where he's a surfer.
Yeah, and he goes to the school that Coulson is like.
Okay.
Yep. On Netflix. That's kind of my extent of knowledge of Danny Rand. But when I saw the roster of, you know, the Defenders and how they're going to the Netflix and all that stuff, there were two people I was severely excited to see in action. One being the Punisher and the second being Danny Rand, just because I wanted to see how they were going to do that. So I'm pumped for it. And I think the guy they got cast, the Knight of Flowers from Game of Thrones, I think he's going to do a fantastic job.
I'm really struggling to see past the fact that he used to help a boyfriend get an erection so the guy could bang his sister.
Dude, that's commitment. Wait, he wasn't banging his sister.
Well, he was supposed to be marrying his sister. Yeah.
He wasn't the guy. It wasn't the guy's sister who was banging. It was the guy who was blowing.
Oh, you're right. Oh, I'm rarely
wrong.
Yeah, Game of Thrones.
This podcast has proven it time and time again.
What'd you think of the trailer, Peter?
I enjoyed it. I don't have any attachment to it. How can you have seen, we have all seen now Daredevil 1 and 2, the introduction of the Punisher. We've seen Jessica Jones. We've seen Luke Cage. I don't care if it was Squirrel Girl at this point. If Marvel is advertising it on Netflix,
it's gonna be
I'm going to watch it. It's going to be great.
You're right.
You know? Yeah. I'm excited.
Yeah.
So
I'm right there with you.
But
sweet.
All right.
What about Legion? Did you guys watch the first episode?
Me and Vernetta are going to watch it together. Vernetta's going to come and watch it with my family. And she wanted to watch it this last weekend, and I said, I want to wait. I want to get two episodes. So we are going to wait and then watch that hopefully this week.
Travis saw John Wick.
I did.
Did
you watch Legion?
I did not watch Legion. So I was just curious. Yeah.
Okay.
I did go see John Wick. Obviously, not going to ruin it. Me and intern Zach went. I will tell you right now, I absolutely loved it. I thought it was a real good story, and I was concerned about the story. I thought they did a very good job with it. He once again was amazing and said very little. Yeah. But it's a fun movie. I think it did about $30 million, which is double what John Wick 1 did on opening weekend.
That was a total sleeper.
Very big sleeper.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yep. For sure.
And so...
Well, when I saw it, it was free on HBO, I think, when I saw it.
Yeah, me too. That's when I saw it.
It was just one of those where it's like, hey, I've always wanted to see that, but never like, hey, I'm going to rent or I seek it out. It just was timing, and my wife and I were kind of captivated by it.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a good movie. It's very enjoyable. Obviously, with the nerd circles we run around in on Facebook, I've only seen one person say... They didn't enjoy it.
I'm assuming it was Matt Rodriguez.
Actually, it was Brian J. I don't think Matt saw it.
I thought you said there was a person that didn't enjoy it.
Brian did not enjoy it. And every other person that I have seen was like, loved it. Absolutely loved it.
Intern Zach, thumbs up?
Yes, definitely.
Thumbs up from intern Zach.
We saw it with 7 people, I think. And everyone that saw it absolutely loved it.
Okay, so... You took your son.
Yep.
You got done with the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a good parent or a shitty parent?
Really, I mean, no sex.
So it was just violence, which
just
is not
violence.
A big deal.
Yeah.
Which I'm assuming is over-the-top violence.
Very violent, but also...
But it's not gory, though. It's a lot of shooting and stuff, isn't
it? It's gory, but it's not the same kind of gore. You know, because he shoots so many people in the head. You know, he is a double tapper. Like, he makes sure you're dead. And they make sure that every time he shoots him in the head, there's a blood,
spurt,
splatter, you know. But part of me says it's so fast. My son's 12. He was not fazed by it or anything like that. I don't think if your kid wants to kill animals, and when I say that, I don't mean hunting. I mean like neighborhood cats are disappearing, or he likes fire.
It's not John Wick's fault.
Right, but I also think you don't take that kid to see this movie, you know?
Right.
But if you got a normal, well-adjusted kid who you're okay with them seeing violence like this, I don't think it's bad. My son plays Call of Duty.
Right. Okay. But realistically, too, looking at at this point in my life, I compare everything to The Walking Dead. Because The Walking Dead is about as gory...
It's not
as
even
it gets.
Close to as gory as Walking
Dead. Right. You know, and that's on cable TV.
Agree
for God's
with
sake.
That, Zach?
Yes.
I mean, you can't even compare
it's
it.
It's a totally different thing.
Yep.
You know, violence is one thing. And that's like even when you talk back to, like, when the Saw movies came out, it went to a new, it wasn't anymore about the shock and the scare. It was about grossing you out.
Yeah.
You know, Hostel and The Hills Have Eyes. All that stuff has been the gore.
Yeah.
And it didn't seem like, yes, a violent movie because you're shooting people.
Yep.
But gory is where a lot of people... Where it can get pushed too far.
Right. And and it was not that.
Right.
Yep. It's violent, but I would never describe it as gory. There is one scene where there's a lot of blood, but it's a different kind of scenario. But I don't think that even, I don't know. You know, like I would say, Steve, don't take your daughters to it. I would probably say that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My daughters are. They're too sensitive for that.
And you don't subject them to that kind of stuff either. So, you know.
Like, I'd take Chloe, but I'd never take Liv.
Right. Yeah.
Right. And not because one's 14, one's 10, but because Chloe understands at 14, cinematic violence where Liv gets bothered by things.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Go see it.
I'm so excited, though.
Go I want to see it bad.
I do want to see it.
Did any of you guys see Split yet?
No, heard good things.
Chloe went and saw it and absolutely loved it. She thought it was great. She was totally impressed and amazed by James McAvoy.
I imagine.
I mean, his ability to play that many different characters, including females, including children. I mean, she said he just absolutely killed it.
Yeah, I bet. He's a good actor.
And, like, creepy, like scary, but not, like jump out scary, like, holy shit, this guy's screwed up, twisted scary.
Yeah, exactly.
Walking Dead, did you guys watch the...
I was just going there.
I did not.
I did not either.
I did.
So...
Were you happy with it?
I still haven't watched the first half season finale, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really. So.
Yeah, I was happy with it. It's you know, it's a story builder.
It's a setting up.
Oh, of course it is.
Pieces,
you know.
And nothing like dragging 8 minutes out for 65.
Yeah. But you know what? There was some cool gore scenes that are a little different than we've seen before. I think people are going to like it. I don't know what they're saying. I haven't looked at any of the buzz.
I did not see anything online today about it.
I thought, you know, who I can't wait for you guys to see it because who is becoming kind of a favorite of me for me is Negan's number two.
Dwight.
No.
Oh, the other guy.
The other guy.
Yeah.
That has a perpetual smile.
He's a dick.
Yeah, he's got the big handlebar mustache.
Yes.
Yeah.
The actor that plays him. He's cool. He's got to be a cool guy because he's got to have a good sense of humor to come off the way he comes off.
Right.
So, I think it's fun.
Cool.
Zach, did you watch Walking Dead yet? Oh, you don't watch Walking Dead at all, do you?
That's right.
Weird.
No. Weirdo. Before we get on to Gary's box.
Yeah.
That's right, Gary. You got your own bit today. I want to talk a little bit about Travis. I think he's going through some stuff, and I just wanted to address this on the show because I think he's. I don't know if he needs help. I just want to know. I want you to know that you can talk to us. Okay. Travis is been so wrapped up in these Mythic Legions that he's talked about on the podcast that he's now sold his flag. His flag. I go over to his house. The other day in his toy room in the center is a bunch of cardboard boxes. Is that all the flag?
No, that's none of that's the flag.
Is that the pterodrome?
No.
Oh, that's not. I thought you had it all boxed up.
No.
Okay. Never mind that then. Travis lets me know that he's going to sell the pterodrome, his pterodrome, and his Defiant.
Not his Defiant.
His Defiant, which I think your Defiant is the nicest Defiant I've seen.
It's pretty nice,
and it's complete. It's damn close. If it's not,
yes, damn close. Not quite complete, but close.
It displays beautifully.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I mean, that's the three holy grails of G.I. Joe-dom, right?
Yeah, as far as the big, I would say those are the holy grails. You know, some people would say the figures. Obviously, there's some figures that are really hard to find. But vehicle-wise, I'd say those are the holy grails.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's going on?
Mythic Legions is a huge part of it. My bill for Mythic Legions, and this is, I don't want to scare people away, but I'm, like, looking at $2,000 worth of toys. And that is a lot of money. And I've moved all my Joe stuff out of my toy room. I mean, my pterodrome is in my garage. And I feel like I can get a pterodrome again. You know, I can do that. I can make that happen. So I'm going to sell those things. The interesting part is, guess who bought the pterodrome?
Steven.
Yes.
But don't say for how much. I don't want Courtney to get upset.
Courtney offered him $5.
Pete, do you remember that he had a pterodrome with a box?
Maybe.
And sold it at the Grand Rapids Toy Show.
I did not have a complete pterodrome. Okay. Actually missing quite a few pieces.
All right.
Yeah, it would have taken me a while to piece that one together. Mm-hmm. I had started getting little pieces here and there, yep, and whatnot, but I did not have a complete pterodrome.
So if you sold the one you had, why do you want another one?
Because when he sold it, he was like, I can get another one. I know I can do that.
By the time I would have pieced that one together, mm-hmm, I think I would have had more into it than... And that was kind of the motivation for selling that. And I had decided that at the time, I didn't know where I was going to put it. Mm-hmm. Now I've kind of got a spot figured out where I would put it.
Yeah.
I have the flag and I have, that's kind of the biggest part of my G.I. Joe display. I think it'd be kind of cool to have a good spot to put a lot of Cobras, mm-hmm, you know. There's that. And there's for me, I love Mythic Legions. I do. They're so fantastic. I cannot let go of the vintage as easily as you.
Mm-hmm. And you have a heart.
It's about a girl.
It's about loyalty.
You know, it's a story about a girl is what it is. You see, there was a time in my life.
All you got to do is just send that girl flowers once a year and that makes everything okay.
There was a time in my life when I didn't want to stop playing with toys. And my friends were all stopping. And I was like, why does everybody want to stop? They come over and I'm like, hey, I got this new G.I. Joe. And the G.I. Joes were getting dumber. They were getting to be the G.I. Joes that Rickleman likes. The dumb ones, the bright colored ones with the gun bigger than his whole body that he could never pick up. And
the eco ones that had dolphin partners and
just,
shit?
Yeah, all that. Yeah, he's got a blue monkey with Shipwreck for some reason now or some shit like that. The stuff that Rickleman absolutely loves, I was like, well, I was holding on too tight. And it was a tough time in my life. And so... Then girls, I realized, I was like, dude, you know, I'm not going to get any girls if I keep playing with these toys. So I gave up. I put the toys away. I packed them up.
And he still didn't get any girls.
Because he started wrestling.
And I started wrestling and lifting weights because I thought the best way to get girls
is to do some guys.
To get muscle.
To roll around with sweaty, half-naked men.
Get muscles. Get built. Yeah. So I started shaving my legs.
And learned how to do a rear naked chokehold.
The sad part is almost everything I'm saying is true.
You learn how to check a guy's oil.
Yeah, so I'm wrestling. I'm kicking guys' asses. I'm working out in the gym. I'm cutting weight. And I'm thinking, where's the girls?
Nobody wants to hang out with a guy covered in Saran Wrap spitting into an Aquafina bottle all class.
And I'm like, well, I ain't ever going to get any girls this way. So anyways, there was a girl that
I liked.
What
happened to the girls? He told them a story.
No. There was a girl I liked.
We were like,
no, you're really gonna like this. There was a girl I liked. This is a good story, and this is absolutely true. This is funny. There's a girl that I really liked. She was over at my house.
When you have to tell people the story.
No. I just got to keep you guys involved here.
If you hang out for 5 more minutes.
You guys are going to get to laugh at me for how stupid I am.
All
right. I'm at my house. Living room. Parents are gone. It's a group of kids, maybe 6 of us. Girl I really likes over there. Over. Sitting next to me on the couch. And she's like, okay, quick backup. This is right after the Power of the Force figures came out from Star Wars. I worked at Myers. I opened up this package. There's new Star Wars figures. Well, I had to get them, right? Because they're going to be worth money.
Yeah.
These things are going to be, you got to get them. The problem was, is I bought them all. I took them home. You got to leave them in the package, right? Well, I couldn't do that. One night I just cracked out like a kid on a diet. He's like, he just ate a bunch of donuts. Well, I opened up a bunch of figures. So my bedroom had this shelf, and it was all the Power of the Force figures, mm-hmm, displayed. So I'm downstairs, and this girl's like, hey, I want to go. Where's your bedroom? And I'm like, why? And she's like, I want to see your bedroom. And dumb me, this is how bad I was with girls. I'm like, I don't want to go in my bedroom. She wanted to go in my bedroom.
Yes.
No parents home.
Yes.
And I'm like, no. She's like, well, this is when she gets playful. Where's it at? My bedroom was upstairs. I'm like, I'm not telling you where my bedroom's at. She goes, well, I'm going to go find it. You know, so she's pulling me. She's pulling on me, get off the couch. And I'm like, but in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, I don't want her to see my toys. I don't want her to see, what if, I'm a big stud. I'm a wrestler. I'm a just won a freaking weightlifting competition where she sees my Star Wars toys. So she goes and she finds my bedroom.
Yep.
Without me.
Yeah.
I stay home downstairs on the couch. She comes back. And she left. Like she didn't leave like right then, but there was nothing there. Nothing ever happened because I was too dumb to go to my bedroom with the girl who wanted me to go to my bed. That's how stupid I was.
Do you know how many girls laid on my bed with Spawn watching?
No.
But I could have cared less what was in my room.
I was bad with girls. Really bad. The point is I blamed this on my toys. I was like, I gotta purge myself of this. I took all my toys down, took all those Star, I put them in a box, and I went through it. I still had all my toys from a kid. I got rid of them. I gave them away. I gave them to my nephew. I remember picking up my childhood Castle Grayskull shell, which was nothing but a shell, and throwing it in the garbage. And I remember like looking at it, like feeling like I shouldn't do this, but I got to get girls. So I threw the damn thing away. I never got any girls, but I threw my toys away. And I feel like you're in the same spot, right? You're doing this for this Mythic Legions, but the Mythic Legions, your vintage toys stay. You always go back to those.
No, I don't need to go back to them.
I mean, I'm doing both. I'm hitting the new girl, and I'm keeping my old toys around, too.
Yeah.
And, I don't want you to regret.
I ain't got your kind of money. I can't
Pretty
do
sure
that.
Pretty sure intern Zach will try to talk you out of that.
No, I'm just not buying as many Mythic Legions as you.
Yeah, well, I want more.
All right.
4 inches going, okay? Listen.
That story was as disappointing as Steve's first almost sexual experience. So
think about this, okay? Back when you were wrestling, all right?
Right.
So you and your buddy, you're on the mat rolling around, all right?
Yeah.
What'd you want? Did you want the guy with the 4 inches, or did you want the guy with the 6 inches?
Dude, it's not like
he
that.
Wanted the quarter scale heavyweight is what he wanted.
I wanted to get on top. That's what I wanted.
You wanted break
to give
him down.
You
wanted I wanted to do it my way.
You wanted to give him your 4 inches.
And I wanted him to lay there and do what I told him to do till the referee slaps the mat. That's what I wanted. What? That's what I was after. So
if you could go back and tell your 17-year-old
yeah,
self.
About that. That's about right.
What would you tell him?
17?
I would tell.
Were you 17 in that story?
I probably was.
I mean, you I don't know if you told us the age. If you did, it was in the first chapter, so I don't remember.
Well, when did Power of the Force come out? 97?
I don't know.
Which is the year I graduated. So I was probably close to a senior, but junior at the earliest.
Okay, so if you could go back.
What's your point?
I thought you were pathetic at 14, not 18.
Dude, I wasn't good with girls. How many times I got to tell you that?
I was so good with girls, Steven. The first girl I got pregnant. Like, literally.
That's
that
how
week,
good.
That week.
So when you were 17.
Yeah.
What could you, if you could go back and tell yourself one thing, what would it be?
Say, take all those damn G.I. Joes and that Panache Voltron and all that shit, and you put them around your room, and you don't care. When that girl has to see your room, you go show her your damn toys. That's what I'd tell them.
What you should have told yourself was, hey, head down to the car wash with Dad, get some quarters to buy a condom out of the gas station bathroom. And trade in your garbage pail kids.
Yeah, that's
card.
What you need to say to you is buy a condom.
It's too late, Steven.
Sorry, Chloe. I mean, it's not like it's we don't want
late.
You here, but
I do love
it's
you.
It's too
baby.
Late. There's no hope for me. There's still hope for your inner child, Steven.
Oh, nice. 4 inches all going. Reached out to a couple guys today that I.
Oh, except for Marauders.
Oh, yeah.
So,
I'm not selling
and the
those.
Valkyries.
And the Valkyries.
Right, yeah.
They'll go in a box.
So, and the Virtuan hacks. Other than that, all the 4 inches are gone.
Actually,
so.
And all the Joes, the modern Joes. I'm not selling those.
Well, yeah, you got to keep your modern Joe's, of course. Right. I mean, that's...
I mean, you're just
getting out of 4 inches. You're not getting out of 4 inches.
That would be crazy. No, no, no.
That would be crazy talk.
No.
Oh, jeez.
No.
Yeah.
All right. Let's hit this. Let's hit Gary's box.
Let's take a look inside Gary's box. Yes.
You got something inside you.
I'm so excited.
Does anybody want to take a guess? I mean, we got some guesses online.
Oh, yep, some guesses online. You want to take a guess, Hannah?
What do you think?
I don't have any guesses.
All right.
What's our guesses online? Should we read them before we do this?
I don't think it's even necessary. They're pretty
a tube sock that he was alluding to having been masturbated into, I would guess. An underwear with skid marks, lots of glitter. It's not ticking, which is awesome. It doesn't smell dead, which is awesome.
Sheree Wrangle, I would say, probably cheated. She said toys.
Oh, yeah, wow. That's, yeah. I'm going to make up the most generic answer I can think of. Thanks, Sheree.
Yeah. So there was some interestings.
Underwear skid marks included, I think is what Brink said.
Justice Curry said, I think it's got to be three things, but it's impossible for me to guess. Probably something turtle related, something Marvel and.
All right, everybody, at this point in the podcast, it has stopped recording. We ran into all kinds of technical difficulties right about now, which sucked. It not only ruined a part of the recording of the actual podcast, we ran into a separate technical problem that happened with the recording or the filming of the Facebook Live segment, which is why if you look at it on our Facebook page, it looks crappy because I think it actually happened because Travis, I think, filmed his computer screen. That's how he got that to you because it was a train wreck. Anyways, we had to get it out there somehow. So because Gary Rickleman, the Gary's Box bit was awesome. And there was a thing he wrote and everything. And I think all that is missing in the final product. So that sucks. But thank you, Gary. And you will get to hear some of that whole thing when I'm done talking right now. But anyways, I know I come back and I'm like, oh, we're back. When people wouldn't have even known what I was coming back from. And it just, I think, was weird without a little bit of an explanation. So enjoy the rest of the show. And know that we are idiots and we should not be playing with technology.
Did you know it was him?
The card. So when you open them,
all right,
the card is in there. Now, I will say, I've seen that some of these loyal subjects, even though the card is in there,
it's not necessarily that one.
It's not always that one.
So, just to catch everybody up on the podcast, because I got it back and rolling now, Gary Rickleman sent us a box, and it is full of candy and Loyal Subjects G.I. Joe, and it is awesome. And I'm seeing which one I got.
Oh, it is!
It is, oh, yes! Firefly! One of the coolest ones. Firefly is way cool. Way, way cool.
Oh.
Does he have a phone? He has a phone! I don't know why I'm so excited, but it's pretty cool.
Major Blood.
Major Blood, very good character.
I really like him from the more of the newer, well, not newer, but the comics in the last probably 5 years.
So cool.
Oh, Gary.
Gary's the best.
Gary is the best.
Oh, man, look at this thing.
Gary, and I...
It has the blowtorch. It has everything.
I am not kidding, Gary. We have not seen these in a store near us.
Nope.
No, and I've looked everywhere.
Nope.
How cool is that?
It's cooler than we deserve.
Major Blood.
Copperhead.
Ooh.
That's actually pretty fun.
That's a fun one.
Copperhead's a cool one.
Oh, awesome. Rifle and a pistol.
I'm feverishly trying to get Firefly's gun in his hand. Don't worry about the phone.
Oh, gosh, these things are awesome. I don't even know if I should be opening these. It makes me.
There we go.
On them.
Not doing anything in 2.5
There we go. I got Firefly. Fantastic.
I got Cobra, the Cobra Trooper. Joe Teague said you can determine the figures by weight. The lists are online.
And then he loves those figures. Motu, of course.
Joe, you are a nerd. You can determine them by the weight.
So you Google the weight of them, and then you bring in like a dope scale?
Yeah, you bring
in. For measuring little baggies of marijuana?
You put it out there. You know, I say that he's a nerd, but of course the dude's probably got all the cool ones, too.
Snake Eyes. Nice. We haven't opened up one of them yet, have we?
Nice.
No.
Joe Teague does have, I think he's got mostly, I don't know if he has any of the Joe ones. I know he's got all, not all, but he's got a lot of the Masters one. And that's who's been hooking you up, right? That's the only place you've ever got them is from Joe.
That's it.
Yeah.
I've never seen them.
So,
in a store.
Oh, God, these are really cool.
Check this one out,
wow.
Dude. Absolutely killer. Absolutely killer. Man.
Gary, we are super impressed with this.
It is.
This is absolutely rad, man.
Gary, you're going to have to drag your butt out of your house and come see me at King County, buddy.
Dude, these, I just realized these got knee articulation. The Motu ones don't have that.
Oh, really?
They bend at the knees.
Which is weird, because they all spend time on their knees. It's
they don't have really any articulation. You could look back at the old toys, so maybe that's kind of a little bit of a homage to that.
Homage.
Homage.
Homogenized milk. Homage.
Homo-age.
Homo.
All right, these are, man, this Snake Eyes is tough.
All right, I am really impressed with these.
Roadblock looks cool as hell.
He is cool.
You got three?
Yeah, I snuck one out.
Oh, look at you, you rat bastard.
You were over there just in love with that blowtorch.
How could I not be?
Mm-hmm. This one might need a little hot water to get his arm on, though.
Isn't it weird that the fireman loves people who, like, he's a flamethrower guy.
Yeah,
he burns people
to
death.
He's not really a firefighter.
He sets things on fire. He doesn't fight it.
He's cool as shit, though. I loved him as a kid.
Well, his color scheme was great.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
He walked around with a flamethrower. Yeah. Roadblock is badass.
Look at the guns.
Cool.
This is just cool. Look at the Snake Eyes.
You are the man, Gary. That's rad.
That is the coolest Snake Eyes.
That is rad.
I like it. He's more like the original Snake Eyes.
Is Gary watching? No?
No Gary, huh?
Dang it!
All right.
What'd you do?
I dropped a little piece to his little tripod for his gun, and I don't know how in the world it disappeared, but it did. I don't know.
I see it. It's under the table. We'll get it.
I don't know how. Oh.
It's okay.
There you go. Oh, look at that. Look at that.
He is so cool.
That's awesome. So three good guys, four bad guys. Gary.
You're the man, dude. Thank you so much.
The man.
That's awesome.
We will be putting together a little thank you care package for Gary in the next couple of days for sure. For sure. So.
Hell, I think we got everyone on this box that isn't a chase except for Beachhead.
Which ones? What are the chases?
Baroness is 1/24. Crimson Guard is 1/48. And the Cobra Sniper, which is looks like a... maybe a gray Cobra Trooper looking guy, is 1/96. So
awesome.
Very cool.
Thanks, Gary.
Thank you very much, Gary.
Appreciate it very much, man.
Bye, everybody.
All right.
So that was sweet.
That was
Those
awesome.
Are absolutely awesome, dude. Absolutely awesome.
So I'm just gonna sit here and eat Gary's food now.
You can look forward to next episode. I will be doing a top 5 or top 10 of the best Hostess cakes ever. And the oatmeal cream pie is not going to be on there, Gary. So I apologize.
Should do it. The top five fans of My Wife Is Gonna Kill Me.
We should do that.
That'd be a fun one.
That would be a fun one. So start kissing ass now, fans.
It's so. SD card's full for some crazy reason.
Okay. Well, intern Zach, fucking shit up.
All right.
So.
Is there anything else we got to talk about?
Nope,
I think that's a show.
Yep.
Hey, everybody. I started a new Facebook page. It's called Steve's Toy Desk. That's really dumb.
And only because I want to blow Justin because he's cool with two Facebook pages.
No. That's not why.
There's too many characters.
But hey, hit me up. I'll accept anybody. I need friends.
Yeah.
I'm desperate.
Unless you want to go in his bedroom, ladies. That's not going to work.
No, you ain't showing nobody my bedroom. I'll take you down to my toy room, though, now that I'm adult, and I'm an adult, and I'm all confident in myself.
Oh, speaking of rooms,
okay.
All our wives went together. Well, your wife didn't go, did she?
No, yeah, birthday party for a kid.
Heidi and my wife Amanda went to see 50 Shades Darker. Did that pay off for you, Travis?
No.
No, yeah, no. So, a little bit disappointed, Christian Grey. So,
really?
I heard he had a big old bush, though.
Which what?
Surprised me.
Okay.
So.
Well.
Surprised my wife. My wife figured he'd be trimmed up a little better than that. So. Wrapping episode 61 of the My Wife Is Gonna Kill Me podcast. Almost made it all the way through with the video. Appreciate that, intern Zach. Loving the new intro music from Dave Hunt. Courtney, we love you no matter what. So. Check us out on YouTube. My Wife Is Gonna Kill Me. It's the acronym.
Which
that means it's all the letters of the words. Thank you. Huge thank you to Gary Rickelman for all the goodies and the loyal subjects, Joe's. Absolutely awesome. Check us out, toydomesticviolence.com, at Wife Is Killing Me on Twitter and Instagram. My Wife Is Gonna Kill Me on Facebook. You can email us, wifeiskillingme@gmail. And make sure you come like Steve's new page, Steve's Toy Shack.
Toy desk.
Steve's stud desk. So, make sure you check out the MesquiteCon page. That's coming up March 18th, just over a month away. We are full of vendors. We got 10 artists. The 501st Legion is going to be there. The Rebel Legion, the Droid Builders, the Ghostbusters. It's going to be an awesome time. So, March 18th, 10 to 6, Holiday Inn, downtown Muskegon. So, hopefully we'll see you guys there. For Stephen Machotti, Travis Bowles, intern Zach, I am Pete McCarthy, and you've been listening to episode 61 of the My Wife's Gonna Kill Me podcast. And until next time, we'll see you guys in the toy aisle.